Welcome back to the deep dive. You know when you're cleaning up your computer and you see that like massive overflowing bookmarks folder? And you probably haven't touched half of them in months, right? Well, today we're going deep on those little digital breadcrumbs, website bookmarks.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're going to unpack why those little links are surprisingly powerful, even in today's internet.
It's funny how we think of bookmarks as like relics of the early web,
Right.
but they actually hold a surprising amount of potential even in the digital age, especially for anyone looking to grow an audience or strengthen their online presence.
So let's unpack this with insights from digital marketing guru Chris Bradley.
Okay.
He wrote a fantastic piece on his website arguing that bookmarks are way more important than we realize.
Okay.
To kick things off, let's go back to basics. What exactly are bookmarks, and why were they even a thing in the beginning?
Think about the internet back in the day.
Okay.
Search engines were scrawny, clunky browsing, history was limited.
Yeah.
Finding a website again was like trying to retrace your steps in a maze.
Oh.
Bookmarks were like dropping a pin on a map so you could find your way back to your favorite spots.
So like a digital breadcrumb.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So Chris Bradley's point is that even with today's fancy search engines and AI assistants, bookmarks still have a special something. What makes them unique?
What's fascinating is that a bookmark is a deliberate action.
Right.
It's a user saying, "This website is valuable enough for me to save it."
Oh.
Studies actually show that users are 60% more likely to return to a bookmarked site
Wow.
compared to one they just found through a search engine. That's a powerful sign of intent that you don't get from just a casual visit.
That's a huge difference. So it's more than just convenience.
Yeah.
It's almost like a mini endorsement. Bradley even compares building customer relationships to building social relationships. It takes time, repeated interactions, and a certain level of trust.
Right.
How do bookmarks fit into that?
Imagine you meet someone at a party and they give you their number. You might add it to your contacts, but it doesn't guarantee you'll actually call.
Right.
But if you go out of your way to schedule a coffee date that indicates a higher level of interest,
Oh.
bookmarks work similarly. It's that extra step that shows you're genuinely invested in the website and its content.
I see what you mean. It's like moving beyond a casual acquaintance to a more meaningful connection. So what about the computer's cache?
Yeah.
Doesn't that do something similar by saving website data? How are bookmarks different?
Cache is like your computer's short-term memory for websites. It stores elements like images and code to help pages load faster when you visit them again.
Okay.
But here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
This storage is temporary and has limits. Think of it like a coat check with limited hangers.
Okay.
As you browse more, older entries get tossed out to make room for new ones.
So if you're clearing your cache regularly to free up space on your computer, those sites are gone. Poof.
Exactly. It's like forgetting you even met that person at the party.
Oh, right.
But a bookmarked website is different.
Okay.
It's a permanent link,
Yeah.
like adding that person as a close friend on social media.
Okay.
No matter how much you clean up your computer or browse other sites, that bookmark stays put.
Okay, so cache is temporary convenience, while bookmarks are a more intentional long-term connection.
Right.
And this even ties into how a website performs in search rankings, right? Isn't that what SEO is all about?
That's a great point. You see, standing out in search engine results is a constant battle,
Right.
especially if your website isn't already a big name. It's like trying to get noticed in a crowded marketplace.
You're telling me there are billions of websites out there.
Exactly. But bookmarks let you completely bypass that chaotic marketplace. They're like a secret shortcut that takes visitors directly to your website without them having to search for you again. It's as if they have a VIP pass.
So even if someone stumbles across your site through a search and bookmarks, they're much more likely to come back directly through that bookmark.
Precisely. Think about your own browsing habits.
Okay.
Are you more likely to click on a familiar bookmark in your neatly organized folder or scroll through pages of search results?
Honestly, I go for the bookmarks every time.
Yeah.
It's just easier. And if I bookmarked a site, it means I probably found something valuable there in the first place.
Right. And that's the power of bookmarking.
Right.
It turns casual visitors into returning users, which is gold in the digital world.
Yeah.
You see, search engines like Google actually pay attention to how often people visit a site and how long they stay there. These things tell them that the site is providing valuable content,
Okay.
and that in turn can boost your search rankings.
So even though bookmarking doesn't directly affect your SEO, it can definitely have an indirect impact.
Exactly.
It's like building a loyal fan base that helps you climb the ranks naturally.
Exactly. It's all about creating those meaningful connections and encouraging people to keep coming back for more.
Which is incredibly valuable for anyone running a business online.
Yeah.
Trying to stand out in a sea of competitors.
Absolutely. But let's flip this around for a second. What about us as users?
Okay.
If bookmarks are so powerful, shouldn't we be more strategic about how we use them?
That's an interesting thought. You mean beyond just saving funny cat videos and recipes we never actually make?
Yes. Think about it. Your bookmarks folder is like a curated collection of what matters to you online. It reflects your interests, your priorities, even your aspirations.
Hmm.
Taking a look at what you've saved can actually reveal a lot about your online habits and what you truly value.
So you're saying we should be more mindful of what we bookmark?
Yeah.
Like maybe do a little spring cleaning in that folder every now and then.
It's not about becoming obsessive, but rather being intentional.
Okay.
Ask yourself, why did I bookmark this site? Do I still find it valuable? Does it align with my goals?
You know, I have a confession to make. I have this folder of bookmarks called To Read Later. It's filled with articles, blog posts, all these fascinating things I swear I'm gonna get to dot someday.
I think we all have a version of that folder.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that even the act of saving something to read later shows that it sparked your interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, this is worth my time and attention, even if I can't get to it right now.
And maybe that's a good starting point for website owners.
Yeah.
If we want people to bookmark our content, we need to make it worth bookmarking, right?
Absolutely. There are so many ways to encourage bookmarking. Start by making sure your website is easy to navigate. Your content is valuable and shareable, and you have clear calls to action.
Like a big shiny button that says, bookmark this.
You could even offer something extra for bookmarking, like exclusive content or early access to new features. It's all about creating a win-win situation.
I'm starting to see bookmarks in a whole new light. It's not just about saving links. It's about fostering deeper connections, building trust, and creating lasting value for both the user and the website owner.
It's about standing out in a crowded digital world and saying, hey, I'm here and I'm worth remembering.
Okay, I'm officially on board the bookmark bandwagon. But what about those of us who are already drowning in bookmarks? Any tips for managing that chaos?
That's a great question, and it leads us to a critical point. How do we, in a world of information overload, use bookmarks effectively? We've touched upon the user's perspective, but let's not forget website owners. They have a significant role to play here.
You mean in making sure their site is worthy of being bookmarked?
Exactly. Imagine you're at a conference and everyone's handing out business cards. Some are sleek and memorable while others are bland and forgettable. Your website is like your digital business card. You want to make it stand out and give people a reason to hold on to it.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you make a website stand out? What makes someone say, hey, I need to bookmark this?
It boils down to a few key things. First, you need to offer truly valuable content. What unique insights, information, or experiences can you provide that users won't find elsewhere?
So it's not enough to just have a pretty website.
Right.
You need to have substance behind the style.
Exactly. And that substance needs to be relevant to your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to attract cat lovers, posting about dog grooming isn't going to cut it.
Makes sense. So know your audience and cater to their interests. What else?
User experience is crucial. Your website needs to be easy to navigate, visually appealing, and mobile-friendly. No one wants to spend time deciphering a confusing layout or squinting at tiny text on their phone.
Yeah, it's like walking into a store that's messy and disorganized.
Yeah.
You're probably just going to turn around and walk right back out.
Precisely. And then there's the element of engagement.
Okay.
How can you keep people coming back for more? Maybe it's through regular updates, interactive features, or even a sense of community.
So it's about building a relationship with your audience, not just throwing information at them and hoping they stick around.
Exactly. Think about the websites you bookmark. It's likely because they offer something special, something that keeps you engaged and coming back for more. It could be a news site with insightful analysis, a blog with captivating stories, or an online forum with a thriving community.
Okay, so let's bring this back to our overflowing bookmarks folder. If we want to make the most of those saved links, we need to be more intentional about what we bookmark and how we organize them.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to delete bookmarks that no longer serve you. And consider organizing your bookmarks into folders based on categories or projects. It's like tidying up your physical workspace to create a more efficient and inspiring environment.
So instead of a chaotic jumble of links, we have a curated collection of resources that are actually useful and inspiring.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe that spring cleaning will even lead you to rediscover some hidden gems you'd completely forgotten about.
I love that. It's like going on a treasure hunt in your own digital archive. So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways our listeners should remember about bookmarks?
First, bookmarks are more than just convenient shortcuts. They represent a conscious decision by the user to save something valuable, a sign of genuine interest and engagement.
And that engagement can have a ripple effect, indirectly boosting your website's visibility and search rankings.
Second, whether you're a website owner or a user, be intentional about your bookmarks. Curate your collection, organize it effectively, and don't be afraid to let go of links that no longer serve you.
And if you're trying to attract bookmarks to your own site, focus on providing real value, a seamless user experience, and opportunities for engagement. Make your website a destination worth remembering.
In a world overflowing with information and distractions, a simple bookmark can be a powerful tool for connection discovery and even inspiration.
So go forth and bookmark wisely. It's time to unlock the hidden power of those little links and make them work for you.
And remember, in the vast expanse of the internet, a bookmark is like a beacon guiding you back to the places that matter most.
That's it for this deep dive into the surprisingly fascinating world of website bookmarks. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those bookmarks coming.